The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the kick in the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Tonight, Cupa Mania is running wild. We'll be discussing the U.S. Open Cup with Rhinos coach Bob Lilly, the Gold Cup and the FIFA Under-17 World Cup with Dick Howard, and the upcoming 2011 FIFA Women's World Cup with Kim Brandauer of the Western New York Flash. So here's our host, Master of Cups himself, Joe Sirianni.
Well, Andrew, I thought I would never say this, but I had to go out and buy a new television because my partner in crime, it's always want to watch a different channel than I do, and I want to watch soccer. So now we got two televisions. One of is tuned to soccer all the time, and the other one for her pleasure.
There you go.
And I remember many, many years ago that to find a soccer channel, it was an impossibility. But here we are, 2011, with many, many choices, and of course, it's all due to the popularity of the sports and the enthusiasm that the game in itself has brought to all the people. And when you look at soccer and the cups that we're going to discuss and the interest that it's arisen with the World Cup, the Women's World Cup, the under 21, under 17, and you know the preliminary to the World Cup, the qualification. It's unbelievable that there is so keen interest in the game.
And a lot involving the United States national teams. And I was very proud of the U.S. yesterday, that 2-0 win over Jamaica. They looked excellent. If they play like that the rest of the way, they could bring home that very important Gold Cup trophy. The winner of the Gold Cup plays in the Confederations Cup in 2 years down in Brazil, the prelude to the World Cup of 2014. The young guys from the under-17s, they crushed the Czech Republic 3-0 in their opening match in the under-17 World Cup in Mexico. And the U.S. women are getting ready to open up the Women's World Cup next Tuesday against North Korea. It's going to be a great next number of weeks for soccer. And, we got the Rhinos tomorrow night against Harrisburg in the U.S. Open Cup. If they win, they'll play the Chicago Fire next Tuesday at Salem Stadium. And the Ravens, they're doing well. They won their second match of the season last week. They're going to play this Friday at home against Laval at 7 p.m. at Aquinas. So, great things going on.
Well, there's, you know, the Ravens are great, doing a great job. They got talented players on the roster. You know, and there's some... I would say 100% improvement from last year. So, but the reality of the thing, when we talk about sports and soccer, and in particular, when we talk with the coward, we're going to talk a little bit about the progress in soccer in Canada, you know, and how those three teams, and soon Montreal to be there, you know, they joined so well. And, you know, and I read an interesting article that we discussed with Dick about the growth of soccer in Canada.
Well, Canada has done not too well in the Gold Cup. They were knocked out before the knockout stage. The Canadian under-17s are in the World Cup. They lost 3-0 to Uruguay, but Next Sunday at noon, it's the Women's National Team of Canada with Christine Sinclair and Candace Chapman and Kelly Parker, who also made the roster, the former member of the Flash, facing the host club Germany, host country Germany. So we'll talk all about that with Dick Howard. I also want to thank Eric Nash of the Vuvuzela radio show in Philadelphia. I was on their show yesterday. Great, great show. If you want to get your soccer fix on Sunday mornings, 11 o'clock, you can go to WBCB1490.com and listen to that show. And their co-host is named Shep, so you know it's got to be a good show. Yeah. But they talk about world soccer. They're certainly very opinionated, just like you, Joe.
So that's a compliment.
It certainly is. And so definitely I want to thank Eric for having me on their show, and we'll get him on our show at some point down the road. But we got a lot to talk about with Dick, so let's take our first break, Joe. When we come back, we're going to bring on Dick Howard with the International Report right there on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
For tickets, call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in their 16th season. The Rhinos' next home match is Saturday, June 25th at 7 p.m. against the Dayton Dutch Lions. Rhinos' single-game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos' website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos' action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. The number to call is 248-2650. Get all your Lancer gear, get all your soccer gear, U.S. national teams, and of course, reggae gear with Bob Marley and the Wailers and all the great reggae artists. Dick, thanks for being with us, and boy, what a great time to be a soccer fan.
It's tremendous, isn't it? You've got so many games on television, and such good competition as well.
Dick, I just told Andrew that I went and bought another television because, you know, I had competition in the house. And to avoid problem, I bought another television in order for me to have exclusive right to one TV.
Good thinking. And, you've got the control of the remote, Joe. That is so exactly. Important in every household.
Yeah, I never thought that we would have such thing, you know, in all those years that I've been involved in soccer. I'm so glad that we have reached this this time where, you know, just like I said, people watching soccer 24 hours a day.
It is quite remarkable, isn't it? And credit to all the networks that are doing this and obviously investing a lot of money in bringing the games in, whether it's the European tournaments or whether it's World Championships. And we've got a few coming, one that's just started, Copa d'Oro Gold Cup in progress, and some interesting results there, and of course the Women's World Cup starting on Sunday.
Yeah, we got the. You hit the three areas you want to talk about, but let's start with the Gold Cup. And I tell you, I will put this tournament for passion and fan interest with any tournament outside of the World Cup. The countries that have been involved have just come out in droves. There were probably 30 to 35,000 El Salvadorians at RFK yesterday to watch that match against Panama. And, of course, the U.S. played Jamaica as well. Don't forget that. But and the Mexicans drawing huge crowds wherever they go. The quarterfinals, all four of those matches were just tremendous and great, great competition. Tell us about your thoughts about the quarterfinal matches.
Well, I think the fact that the two of them went into, you know, penalty kicks, late drama in games. USA finally put a good performance together against a team that had looked very good in the group stages, Jamaica, but the U.S. were full value for their victory. And it's going to, you know, well, it'll end up the way a lot of people are thinking, of course, a USA-Mexico final. But Mexico, of course, have been the team that has got everybody talking with their superb performances. But they struggled, you know, in the game, didn't they? They gave up the early goal, and then they come back with two goals. But let's give credit to Guatemala.
They should be thanking their lucky stars for Aldo De Nigris, because he turned that game around when he came into the game. Guatemala couldn't handle his size and strength inside, but Guatemala controlled that game in the first half, and Mexico just was, I think they just scraped by. But let's talk about the match last night, yesterday. Let's talk about both matches. The U.S., everybody talked about Bob Bradley, and we're getting down on him because of the loss to Panama. Well, they have a chance to redeem themselves on Wednesday, but him changing up that lineup and the guts he showed, sitting Landon Donovan until the second half, he did exactly the right thing. The Jamaicans just were totally lost with the change in the U.S. formation. And fortunately, that first chance in the fourth minute that Dane Richards had, and then the other forward for Jamaica skied it over the bar from an open net. But after that, the U.S. just totally dominated the match.
Yeah, and what would have happened, Andrew, you know, if that had gone in, because it was an exceptional save by Tim Howard to do and make that. But getting back to Bob Bradley, I think, you know, he's an excellent coach, and you have to give him a lot of credit for his selection. But he's so fortunate to have a Clint Dempsey in the team. The more I admire his performances.
What a player he is, I tell you. He's the man. He's the U.S. player of the tournament so far, and he shows that the pedigree of playing in the EPL, I think, is really making a difference.
Just the time of his runs into the box, you know, he got at the end of that far post cross to get that second goal against Canada, and then, of course, the goal, the composure that he showed in getting that, again, all-important second goal. And of course, Ricketts had been outstanding in the Jamaican goal, and it was going to be an exceptional shot to get past him. He, unfortunately, with the deflection, had no chance on the first one, but it was a quality finishing there by the Fulham striker.
I think the defender, you know, the defender that made a mistake, you know, by deviating the ball, you know, must feel like heck.
Well, Jermaine Taylor, giving credit to Jermaine Jones, that was a rocket he shot on the full volley, and you know what are you going to? Sometimes things like that happen. But Joe, I know you were impressed with the Mexicans watching them play. I mean, they definitely have just a tremendous amount of talent.
I like the way Mexico play. I like the style of play that they employed. You know, the ball control kind of thing. I don't like the aerial games. Too much. I like. Nice constructive soccer that you can see the play developing, and that's the way it went. Mexico, to me, it's Mexico and United States, and that's really a rivalry that is going to be it can go either way.
Well, Dick, I tell you though, I would not bet on a U.S. Mexico final just yet. Honduras made the World Cup last year, and they have a very hot goalkeeper now, Noel Valardes, who stopped two penalties during regular play in the tournament, and he's also stopped two penalties in the shootout against Costa Rica. So if you get a hot keeper like that, anything can happen. And we all know Panama's already beaten the United States in this tournament.
Yeah, exactly. You can't sort of look too far ahead. But a very experienced keeper as well. He's done well for them over the years. But they have got that experience, you know, the players that play in European football. And they're not going to be an easy team for Mexico, for El Tri to play against. And then, of course, the U.S., geez, they cannot afford to lose a second time to Panama, because that would be catastrophic. And I can't see them doing that. I think that this time around they will be convincing winners. And I'm predicting, anyway, a Mexico-USA final.
I think U.S. will beat Panama. You don't want to be... It's like you don't spin into the wind, you don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, you don't mess around with the United States. But the other thing I want to mention about that other match yesterday, that Panama-El Salvador, that was one of the most entertaining and most intense matches I've seen in a long time. But again, not without controversy. Matter of fact, Stephen Goff of the Washington Post, a gentleman who is certainly very outspoken about FIFA, he wants to be FIFA president himself, put a little note on his blog today and a video. It says, "Dear Sepp Blatter," meaning the president of FIFA, "now you've been elected to another term as FIFA president. Kindly look into implementing goal line technology as soon as possible for major tournaments. Sincerely, the nation of El Salvador." And he's speaking about the goal Panama scored in the 90th minute. That's certainly on the replay that he has up on his blog. It does not look like it was a goal. Mm-hmm. The goalie for El Salvador was in the goal. He caught the ball out in front of him, but the linesman called it a goal.
With extended arm.
Extended arms, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll see goal line technology, and I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. And obviously, when you get a situation like this just reinforcing it, then it just makes it all the more necessary. And I know that the FIFA are looking very closely at it, and as I've mentioned before, it'll certainly be there in 2014 in Brazil.
I think it will be. But Dale, I know you're dying to talk about the ladies because you love women's soccer more than the men. So
I do.
This coming Sunday is the opening of the Women's World Cup in Germany. I think it's going to be the most successful or one of the most successful tournaments ever. And since, Dick, you're not going to be with us next week because you're going to be traveling in the Caribbean once again, I just feel so bad.
But I will see the game on Sunday. I'm really looking forward to it because, of course, it involves Canada playing against the defending champions, Germany, in the Olympic Stadium. 74,000 fans, a remarkable atmosphere for the opening game, and a big test, of course, for a Canadian team that has done exceptionally well under the Italian coach, Carolina Moracchi.
They certainly have. You know, Dick, I think that Canada not doing so well in the men's side, and I think that the women's going to bring victory, you know, to Canada, because with Christina Sinclair, Charmaine Hooper, and the coach that you just mentioned that happened to be an Italian girl, and they went on strike for her. So yeah. I think that they're going to reward her by playing really good football. Yeah.
Great team unity. They've done exceptionally well. There's a confidence I haven't seen before in this team, and certainly they're in a tough group because Nigeria are also a strong team, and the Super Falcons on the day can give anybody a game. And of course, the French team, the third or the fourth team in Group A, is ranked seventh by FIFA. So you've got some tough competition. But I think if Canada can give a really good account of themselves, not give up too many goals because you get into that wicked goal difference kind of scenario, I think they could get out of the group along with, everybody would say Germany, of course.
What do you think about North Korea? I mean, how do you rate North Korea?
Well, this is the U.S.'s group here. North Korea and the U.S., Sweden and Colombia. This is Group C. It starts on the 28th.
I would have them going through with the USA because they've really impressed in age group tournaments in recent years. They get tremendous support from the government that often bankroll the national teams, and they really are well prepared for these tournaments. So don't discount them creating a few surprises, but they should get out of Group C along with the US team, which of course everyone expects to do well in tournaments of this nature, and they need to bounce back, of course, and get onto the victor's podium again.
The Sweden-North Korea match could be the key one. I like Sweden in that group with the U.S. because Sweden's going to have a lot of fan support in Germany, just coming right over the water. They're going to have a lot of people there supporting the yellow and blue of Sweden. But Group B is also going to be starting on the next Monday, and that's the most wide-open group of all. Japan, New Zealand with Flash's Ali Riley, Mexico, and England. I think any of those two teams could come out of that group.
Yeah, Japan, of course, ranked fourth by FIFA there, the favorites within that group. And then it's, I think, them and one of the other three. England have done very well. They've moved up in the rankings, had some good results under Hope Powell in recent months. Mexico, I think, on their day, that they have shown that they can do well. And, of course, that 2-1 win over the U.S. in Cancun was probably one of the great moments in Mexican women's football. New Zealand, I think that it'll be tough for them. So I would think between Mexico and England to go through with Japan.
Well, that's going to be the first match. Will be Mexico against England for both those teams. That's noon on Monday, next Monday.
Yeah.
That should be a great one. And then Group D featuring Marta Morini and Brazil, the clear favorites in that group, with Norway, Australia, and the unknown factor of Equatorial Guinea. And Joe, you know the controversy with Equatorial Guinea. We've alluded to it on our show,
right,
that there may be they may be batting for some of those players, maybe batting for the other side, if you know what I'm talking about. There's been some interesting allegations about the gender of the players of Equatorial Guinea.
Well, they're ranked 61st by FIFA, so
kind of
they're the big surprise, though, getting through to this stage.
Let's give them credit for doing that. I don't think they're going to get any further, you know, and certainly when you're in a group with Brazil, and we've already, you know, sort of all talked at length about Marta and how fabulous she's been. And thanks very much, Joe, for getting her autograph, by the way, on her photograph.
I appreciate that. I'm surprised that it took so long.
Quite a place in my office now.
I'm surprised that it took so long to get there.
Yeah, it's gonna be a very interesting group. I think Brazil is a clear favorite. Australia and Norway, I think, are going to be fighting it out. Both of them are two quality teams. Norway has a great pedigree in the Women's World Cup. They are former champions. So it's going to be a wide open tournament. But again, as for the favorites, I would not bet against Germany, the two-time defending champions, playing at home. But you'd never know in the World Cup. There's always surprises. And you got to wonder about the United States and their. I think if they have the unity in the team, and if Abby Wambach is the X factor, because there's no other country that has a player of her strength and size who could dominate a game in the penalty area, that could be the difference. But it's going to be a great tournament. I can't wait to.
No, you can't say that because Christina Sinclair.
Well, she's not as big as Abby, yeah. Though.
But she's pretty crafty.
Yeah, oh, Christine yeah. Sinclair certainly will be very much a factor for the Canadian team. And as you mentioned, it could be a really wide-open tournament, and any fans of the game should be looking into this because the caliber of play of some of these female players is quite remarkable. They could quite easily play in the men's team, as I alluded to with Marta maybe playing for the Rhinos when I was talking to Bob Lilly, who's on the show later. But... it's one of those things where you've got a great atmosphere, and as we said right off the top, it's all there on TV. You can see the games, and it's going to be great to watch and comment on.
Well, you know, I have to make an observation pertaining to Marta, because in the last two games that the Flash played in Rochester, with the absence of Christina Sinclair, the other team, the opposition, focused on her. And they kind of, you know, marked her out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if that's a prelude to what's to come for her, she needs to do a little bit more than she's done in the last
couple
of games.
She will do it. I think, Joe, when you're waiting to go into a world championship, you're not going to, you know, run the risk of getting injured or anything like that. So I think she's fit within herself, and you'll see a different Marta as soon as the tournament starts.
One last thing before I let you go, Dick. The other tournament going on, the Under-17 World Cup, the first international match I ever saw was in Toronto in 1987, the Under-17 World Cup final between the Soviet Union and Nigeria, with mm-hmm. Pelé in the crowd.
That's
at
right.
Varsity Stadium. So the U.S. with a great 3-0 win over the Czech Republic yesterday, and watching them play, and the conditions of playing in Mexico with 100-degree heat, the U.S. is used to playing in these kind of conditions, training in Florida. So I think they have a shot to go really far in this tournament, depending on how things break with some of the other teams. But I think they're a clear favorite in Group D, and it's going to be very interesting to see how far these young men can take it and hopefully bring home, maybe win a championship for the United States men, which would be a first for any men's team in the, yeah. the world stage.
Yeah, it's certainly a possibility. Obviously, a lot of good teams in this tournament. I always look at Brazil. We mention it all the time, don't we, in world championships. And they're playing in Guadalajara, where I saw a great statistic. They played 18 World Championship, Confederation Cups, and so on in Guadalajara, in the old Estadio Jalisco. It's now a new Estadio Guadalajara. They have never lost in open play. The only game they lost was in 1986. They lost to France on penalty kicks, and I was at that game, one of the greatest ever World Cup games, I think, that we can talk about. So they are obviously going to love playing in Guadalajara, and they'll be a team to watch. And, of course, don't discount Germany. They had a great start for this tournament as well.
6-1 victors over Ecuador today. The other match, Brazil defeated Denmark in the tournament 3-0 today. So there's two more matches. Burkina Faso against Panama. Again, Australia against the Ivory Coast later, starting up not too far from now. Go ahead.
And Dick, I just got, you know, you and I always talk about money. And, you know, this transfer thing that's going on in Europe. Right now you got the Sergio Aguero and mm-hmm. Javier Pastor of Argentina, and Neymar, 19 years old, Navar of Brazil, and Chile, Alex Sanchez. Their
yeah.
transfer fee can cost $200 million. Can you imagine
Unbelievable.
That?
Unbelievable. And three of those playing that we saw in Toronto a couple of years ago, playing for Chile in the World Championship.
I probably saw them. I was at the match, Chile against Canada. So.
I can't believe the astronomic figure of $200 million.
Joe, you should be a player agent. That's where you make your money.
I should be something. I missed my call.
I
wish we lived in this era instead of our era.
Yeah. So I still believe that the 60s and 70s, the way the game was played and the whole atmosphere towards the game, I think now, as we've said time and time again, it's the business, and there's a little bit different to, I call it the good old days, but certainly the salaries you would not scoff at all. So check into the player agent situation, Joe.
Well, Dick, wish you all the best on your trip down to the Caribbean, St. Kitts and Nevis, and hopefully we'll get you on in a few weeks, because we have our taped show for July 4th, and then next week, so maybe after that, just preparing for the Women's World Cup semifinals. We'll get you
back on
that show.
We'll compare notes on that, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, ciao, Dick.
Ciao, Dick. Thank you.
Hey, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll go down to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and speak with Rhinos coach Bob Lilly as the Rhinos prepare for the U.S. Open Cup second round match against the Harrisburg City Islanders. That's next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL
Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball Girl Opportunities Season and Group Ticket Specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
For tickets, call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in their 16th season. The Rhinos' next home match is Saturday, June 25th at 7 p.m. against the Dayton Dutch Lions. Rhinos' single-game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni, our gracious host. And Kim Brandao of the Western New York Flash will be coming up with our next segment as we talk more about the Women's World Cup and what's going on with the Flash during the break that they're having for the Women's World Cup. But speaking of cups, Joe, a very important cup match for the Rhinos tomorrow night against the Harrisburg City Islanders. And our good friend Mr. Lilly is joining us in just a moment. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Andrew, that soccer is really coming of age in Rochester in more ways than one. We already made a couple steps toward the Lamar Hunt Trophy, and so we're just going to have to talk to the coach and find out what he plans to do in the next couple games.
We'll see if you still divulge any secrets. We're joined now by Rhinos coach Bob Lilly, and Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. 454 Kick, get your tickets for the next Rhinos match Saturday at 7 o'clock against the Dayton Dutch Lions. Bob, thanks for being with us. How's things down in Harrisburg?
Hi, guys. Yeah, we're here, settled in the hotel, and hopefully getting a good night's rest so that we're ready to play tomorrow night.
Hey, Bob, I got to ask you a question. In the old days, Popovich and I used to make room check. Do you do the same?
I do it a couple of times, once or twice a year. I do it. I haven't caught anyone yet.
Someday privately, I'm going to have to tell you a story.
I think the players are a little less likely. You know how the old days were the Wild Wild West.
So, I think the Wild Wild North, with Rochester.
Tell them when they have to be in, and I do it a couple of times just to keep them honest. But typically, I haven't had players test that. They know the fine's going to be pretty heavy if they're not in bed in time.
Oh yeah, I remember those fines. And besides that, there used to be always Charlie Shano size 13. That he used to straighten the people with.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Bob, the Rhinos had a great result on Friday night against Pittsburgh over in the Erie, Pennsylvania area, as both teams traveled a bit to get to that venue for the match on Friday. But 3-0 win, Rich Costanzo, Andrew Hoxie, and Drew Koss with the goals. And I think it was a good setup for this very important match coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, we were sharp in that game from the start. You know, got the three goals, set the tone for the game, and the second half, you know, they just pumped balls, and it was, you know, they had some big boys, and we had to deal with them playing very direct, and you know, it was good for our defenders to have to deal with that for a whole 45 minutes, and we were able to keep the shutout. So, in terms of preparing for this game tomorrow night, I thought it was very beneficial for us.
Right, because Harrisburg plays a very similar style. They have the big bodies in the box, and they like to get in the crosses to try to get in the headers on goal.
Yeah, well, they're good in the air, and at times they go direct. They have good pace up front, so we're definitely going to have to defend restarts and their aerial game. So, you know, for us, to see that, you know, it's not a bad thing, and I think it sets us up well to be prepared for tomorrow night. Now, we will be on grass tomorrow night, so the surface is a bit different than our field turf, and certainly the field turf we played on the other night.
Well, do you foresee that there will be a problem for your team?
Pardon me?
Do you foresee that the playing on grass will be a problem for your team, for our team?
No. I mean, it's just Harrisburg has a real slow. I mean, you know, the difference. We had good results in Antigua on grass. Just some of the grass surfaces are tighter, faster. Harrisburg, sometimes you'll find city run. The grass grabs. You know, it responds a lot different than what you're used to. And it's heavy, you know, so the ball is much slower. It grabs at times. So it's a little bit of an adjustment. I thought we adjusted pretty well the first game we played here. You know, and played well just on the wrong end of a score. I mean, the positive is we've been here, I feel, feel like we played a lot of reserves that first time. This time, I think we're putting a very strong lineup out, and I would expect that with a good performance, we can get a result tomorrow night.
Bob, the weather tomorrow night looks like it's going to be pretty hot and humid, about 85 degrees, chance of thunderstorms. And in the Open Cup, we play FIFA rules, only three substitutions. Is that going to play into your selection of the 18-man roster for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, it does. It did play in a little bit. I mean, it's obviously you could play 120 minutes, and, you know, it's a lot different playing possibly 120 minutes with only three subs, especially when you have some injuries. You know, when you have five subs and you're only playing a 90-minute game, you can usually, take a little bit more risk with your starting lineup. You know, with only three subs and possibility 120 minutes, you gotta feel like those guys in the starting lineup pretty much all have the potential to go 90 or 120 if you need them, because you never know what will happen with injuries, or if you have to change a moment in the game. You know, you need to be able to have one or two key subs off the bench. So, I mean, I think we're comfortable with it. You know, I think we're a lot healthier now than we were a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, I don't anticipate it being a problem. I'm knocking on wood as I say that, but we're going to be as ready as we can be.
We knocked on wood, too, so because we want to make sure that everybody is okay to go, and that's my understanding. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
So, Bob, just for the sake of anticipating, you know, because we anticipated a win, and then Chicago. I think who's going to come? Chicago Fire, which is they're not doing their well in the MLS. So it will
well,
be an advantage
their last two games they won in Columbus and they drew in New England. But prior to that, they had been struggling. They seemed to be hitting decent form, but. I'm sure there's tougher matchups. We just have to worry about tomorrow night, and having an MLS team at home, it's an opportunity for us playing an MLS team, to show our quality, and even more so at home to get to show our fans what we can do against an MLS team.
Well, not only we would stand a chance of drawing a good crowd besides that, to increase the revenue for the club.
Yeah, we want to win the game and play more MLS teams. So, yeah, I mean, exactly. We had set as a goal to, make a cup run. And, you know, obviously it starts tomorrow night. It started last week, but, you know, tomorrow night's going to be a difficult game, but it's a game that, if we want to make a cup run, we've got to be able to come down here and find a way to get a result and, you know, play a solid 90 minutes or 120, whatever it takes, and go home and put it in the bank, so to speak.
Bob, this Harrisburg team has got a pretty good record in the U.S. Open Cup in the past. They've beaten D.C. United. They've beaten the New England Revolution. And so this is a cup team that's pretty tested, and they know what to expect in this kind of a knockout tournament. How does that play into your strategy for tomorrow?
They've always done well. Billy will have them ready to play. I think they thrive on it. You know, they like that role, you know, knocking off the big boys, and certainly, Bill Betcher, their coach, who I played many years with indoors, will motivate them. Probably saying, yeah, Rochester, you know, everyone's always talking about Rochester, and he'll use everything. We'll have to be ready. I mean, we were a target early in the year, and I don't know that we handled it as well as we would have liked, but we seem to have settled in. We're getting better performances, and now I think as a team we're handling it better. We're creating more chances, and we're starting to see more success. It's important we're able to handle that pressure tomorrow, do our jobs, and show our quality and get a result.
By the way, they also beat the Red Bulls last year in the Open Cup as well. So they've got some MLS scalps themselves. Last question. Isaac Kesey got his first action of the season on Saturday. On Friday, checked that against Pittsburgh. Came off the bench, had a couple of good scoring chances. What's his status for tomorrow night?
He's available. I mean, he's not ready to start, but we do have him available for the match tomorrow night.
Okay, Bob. Well, it's going to be a big one. It's going to be on USL Live starting at 7 p.m. from Harrisburg. I know all the Rhino fans will be watching and rooting you guys on. Hopefully, we'll bring home a victory and a match on next Tuesday against the Chicago Fire. Good luck to you, Bob, and to the boys, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bob Lilly, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. And, Joe, it's going to be a tough match. I mean, like I said, this Harrisburg team, they're a very good cup team. So,
and they're well coached besides that.
So it's going to be on the line. I would not be surprised if this comes down to penalties. I would think that there's a reasonable chance. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen in this tournament. So definitely USLLive.com tomorrow night, 7 p.m. kickoff. From Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the winner plays the Chicago Fire in the next round of the U.S. Open Cup. And coming up on Soccer is Kick in the Grass, our next guest will be the defender for the Western New York Flash, a member of the Portuguese national team, Kim Brandao, on our sports leader here, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in their 16th season. The Rhinos' next home match is Saturday, June 25th at 7 p.m. against the Dayton Dutch Lions. Rhinos single-game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos' website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos' action at Salem Stadium all season long.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
For tickets, call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here with Joe Redcard Siriani, and the world of women's soccer will be focused on Germany starting this coming Sunday as the Women's World Cup will get underway. Somebody I'm sure will be watching the matches with great interest is our next guest. She is a key member of the national team of Portugal and a three-year member of the Buffalo Flash and now the Western New York Flash, joined by Kim Brandau. And Kim's appearance is brought to you by the Western New York Flash. 716-655-PLAY is the number to call for tickets. The next home match is July 20th against Magic Jack and Abby Wambach. Kim, thanks for being with us.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, Kim, I know that the Flash are off currently because of the Women's World Cup. So what's going on with the team? I know a number of players went away to camps and some went home. Have the team reassembled yet, or are they still on break?
No, everyone's back now. We have, basically right now we have seven players who are away with the World Cup, but everyone else is here. We just started training today again. We had a week off. Coach gave us a nice week off, but now we're back into gear.
So tell us a little bit about how it feels to be back on the field training, and when you had a nice week of vacation, like you said, to unwind. And now the pressure of returning to training and getting yourself back into shape and perhaps playing. Are you guys planning to play any games or scrimmage games at all?
Well, yeah, it was a nice break off, but now we're back to work. Today was pretty intense training. We do have some scrimmages set up for the next 2 weeks. We don't have exact dates on that, but we will have some games that we're going to definitely play in just to keep ourselves fit, game sharp. So everyone's really excited and ready to go. We've put 2 weeks' games behind us, and we're looking forward to our next game against Philly.
Well, Kim, just to go back a little bit in the last couple of games, and not to renew the wounds, but tell us a little bit, I mean, how do you guys saw it and what the coach's, perspective was, and what is he, what kind of repair he's going to make, to make sure that we don't look flat the way we did in the last game?
Well, basically, coach said it really well today. He, if we could get those 3 points back, we would take them, but there's nothing we can do now. We're just looking forward to our next opportunity to play them. We know we're a good team. We're a special team, and we're going to get through this little hump that we hit, and, we've got some special players on our team. I'm sure we'll bounce back, so we're just looking forward.
Do you think that the Philadelphia team really muscled you guys a little bit? I mean, they played pretty tough, and they marked Martha really close, and she couldn't do too much, and without Christina Sinclair and the girl from Denmark. I can think of her name.
Carol Sager from Sweden.
From Sweden, yeah. You know, was that a factor?
Well, I think, yes, we have to commend Philly for how they performed against us and for getting that late goal. They had some great players out there, but I just think we came out a little too flat, you know, and we need to really bounce back and, you know, have a little bit, take care of the ball a little bit more. A lot of our players didn't have the game that they should have had, and, you know, I think we just need this break, and we'll be 100% coming back against Philly next time.
Well, Philly had a great match on the weekend. They beat Magic Jack 6-0, and they have them again coming up this Saturday in a rescheduled match. So Philly's actually moved into second place. It's a quality team, and they could be the team that the Flash could see in the playoffs. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens, Kim. But I know that you and a lot of the girls are going to be watching the Women's World Cup, and you played it for your national team, Portugal, and you played in World Cup qualifying, correct?
Yes, we did.
And you were in Group 7 with Italy. So Italy, the team that the U.S. had to beat to get into the World Cup in the playoff. But tell us about what it's like for you playing for your national side, and how is the women's soccer developing with the teams you played against over in Europe?
Playing for the national team has been one of the best experiences for me. I was recruited to play for them in 4 years ago, 2007. And it's been a great process. Both of my parents are Portuguese, and they were born in Portugal, but I was born here in the U.S. And I actually have dual citizenship, so I was recruited to play and have been playing with them ever since. It's just great to be playing on the global stage and be playing against teams like Denmark, Italy. We also play against Finland and Armenia in our last group stage, and right now we're really focusing on European Cup for 2013, and yeah, it's different. The game there in Portugal is very different from the U.S. The players there are very technical. It's very different, but it's great. It's given me, I've added a lot to my game from playing there, and I hope to continue.
Kim, the Women's World Cup is coming up starting on Sunday. As a player, as a member of your national team, you've got a lot of experience. You know about all these teams. Tell us who your favorites are to go far into this tournament.
I would have to say the U.S., absolutely. Even though sometimes they've been struggling, I think that they'll come up big, especially in big tournaments. They always seem to pull out and pull through. And you know, being an American as well, I hope they do well. I'll be behind them, rooting for them, and absolutely rooting for all of my teammates on their respective national teams as well.
So you're going to be divided when Sweden plays the U.S. You got Carolyn Sager playing for Sweden. You got Alex Morgan playing for the U.S. So you have to wear one of those split jerseys, Sweden on one side, the U.S. on the other or something.
Oh, absolutely. Whenever the U.S. isn't playing, I'll be rooting for my teammates, absolutely.
It's going to be a great tournament. We're looking forward to seeing it, and with all the different national sides that the Flash have on their team with representing the Cup, it's going to be great for all the fans of the Flash to see their players on the team in the national stage on national television. So, Kim, thanks again for being with us on the show tonight. Really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you guys back in action in July.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
No problem.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay.
Kim Brandau from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We want to thank Kim, AJ Chesteray, of course, Rhinos coach Bob Lilly, Dave Selinsky, Eric Trendle for helping us out tonight. Tomorrow night again, Joe, it's the Rhinos in Harrisburg. What do you think? You think the Rhinos can do it?
I hope so.
I think they will come away with a win, but I think it's going to be on penalties. It's going to go to 120 minutes in penalty. I think Neil Kitson could be the big difference in the match. He's going to stop a penalty or two, and the Rhinos will go through. Rhinos are back home this Saturday against Dayton, 7 o'clock, and the Ravens, don't forget them, Friday night, 7 p.m. at Aquinas against Laval. So check them out as well. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo with the WISL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the longest running soccer radio show in North America, right here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.